This is the Chris Abraham Show.
I guess this is the What is the Meaning of Life episode, season 5, episode 42 of the Chris Abraham Show. My name's Chris Abraham, and we're doing a walkies along Columbia Pike from South Courthouse Road all the way to Walter Reed. Then I'll take a left and go have breakfast and coffee at Idito's. Today was supposed to be a clean my apartment day, but I decided to get a jump on work and then maybe clean my apartment from 3 p.m. on and then break it into 2 days, today and tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes. Weekend was good. Metro, boulot, dodo, every day is the same day. It's going to be windy today, so I'm going to run. I'm definitely going to be running this audio through this thing called the Adobe AI cleaning doohickey thingy. So we'll see if that makes everything good. I'm going to try doing it without even running. I usually run stuff through Audacity or whatever it's called. I run it through Normalize and then Condenser, and that does a pretty good job. But I don't have my dead cat on this recorder today, so we don't know what's going to happen. Je ne connais rien. Man, that's really windy. Shizzle. Ah, friggin' A. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens. I'll have a makeshift wind deflector. Probably just make it sound worse. But this will be a good test. So, I was just thinking about this in the shower. First of all, I've completely converted to polypropylene nylon black t-shirts because I spend a mint of money cleaning my Eddie Bauer shirts, and honestly every day I'm just exercising, so having a polypropylene easy to dry modern technical fabric shirt is the way to go. Besides, I can take them in with me every day when I go into, every morning when I go into the shower, and shower with my boathouse.com JL Racing unisuits, unitards, singlets. And so that's great. I live my own apartment life as if I'm traveling and staying in hostels, because when I did that, everything that I owned, I would be able to take into the shower with me, and like it was always micro pour whatever towels that would dry fast, and there was always you know, so I don't wear underwear anymore. I just wear the unisuits. If you heard a few episodes ago, I wear a unisuit every day because I am extremely anti-underbelly, and since I'm still fat, and I can call myself fat, and you can call me fat, but I can use that word because it's me. Anyway, so basically the only thing that I need to properly launder are my Russell and Champion cotton stretchy shorts, and eventually the summer will be over, and the fall will be over, and it'll be getting cold, so either we'll be wearing sweatpants, or I'm going to be reverting back to jeans, or who knows what I'm going to do. I do love living in a world where I get to wear hunting jackets and Blundstone boots and jeans. That's my favorite streetwear. But if I'm going to continue to be wearing this freaking 24 kilogram backpack everywhere, I need to figure out the best outfit for that. And yes, I use the word outfit. Isn't that sad? The best kit, as the Brits would say. Anyway, I had a thought, and I was thinking about it in the shower. Here's a notice to anybody who's taking note. You're right. If I'm a point of data, I've never washed my legs. I wash my body, I wash my bum, I wash my back sometimes. You know, when I have the unisuit and so forth, it's really easy to do an undercarriage swipey-swipey and also a back swipey-swipey. But you're right. If people of color wash their legs with their hands in soap every time they shower or bathe, then in fact, here's another point of data. I do not wash my legs. But I might not be a good data point because I also only use one type of cleaning liquid at any time of the day or night. No matter what it is I'm washing. I use Dawn dishwashing soap for bathing, for hand washing, for dishwashing. I do use things like Windex and Fantastic and stuff for... I mostly use those Clorox wipes on everything else. And I've got brushes and all that other fun stuff. But when it comes to cleaning fluid, it is universally the blue giant jugs. There's giant jugs of blue Dawn detergent all over my house. Backups, current running. And the way I do it is I use the Russian strategy of vodka bottles. The moment I activate a bottle of Dawn, I take the little pop top, you know, it's a little pop top that allows you to open the bottle. I basically rip that off, so that's what I do. So I don't know. Back to the ideas I had in the shower. Well, everybody here is really nice to me in this neighborhood, and a majority of them are Muslim men and women and Central and South American men and women. And yesterday I was talking to a guy named Afok, and he's from Tigray. He's a refugee, and he's also a medical physician, and moving here means that he has to spend 4 years reintegrating to become a physician in the U.S. hospitals. And I think that's completely crazy. However, he said that he knew other seniors and that he was friends with other old white seniors from the Walter Reed Senior Center. So I think in these cultures, such as Latino, Latina cultures, and Catholica culturas de Catholicas, and Muslim, Islamic, North African, African, such as, my favorite Ethiopians, the true Christians, and Muslim men and women, Muslim families, Afghanis, Iraqis, they all show me the respect, not because I'm a charming bastard and they love my personality and they would love to name all their children Chris. It's because I'm getting senior privilege. I have tall privilege, pretty privilege, white privilege, and now I have senior privilege. And senior privilege only works with immigrants. Nobody in America gives a shit about old people, but I'm 53, and honestly, these people all think I'm 73. Like, whatever life has done to me, it's aged me visibly 20 years. So that's what I'm experiencing. Yeah. So now there are two physicians at the Columbia Pike Public Library that I'm friends with. One is Afok from Tigray, probably Ethiopian Orthodox. And then there's we both have this friend from I don't think I remember his name, but he's from Morocco. And he's very devout Muslim. And he has 2 years. They're both in extremely deep study because they do not make it easy for global doctors to integrate here easily. He mentioned that Tennessee has a permitting process, but if you get permitted by Tennessee, you're only permitted to practice medicine in Tennessee. I told him, well, that's to compensate for the racism. So he laughed at that. Anyway, other than that, I donated $55 to No Agenda Show for yesterday's show, and it's my favorite podcast in the universe, and it's the best podcast in the universe, and they read out all the donations, and if your donation is 1 cent over, either equal to or greater than $50, they at least mention the name. And I had written a little note saying that I'm giving $55 because I've lost 55 pounds, and I wanted to share that. So they celebrated me. I don't know if Adam ever sees my Mastodon posts, but he said that he's always seeing me posting about my journey. And so he is keeping eyeballs on me. And it was really nice to get a shout out from your celebrity heroes, John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry. And I recommend, if you're not faint of heart, you need to not have Trump derangement syndrome. And you need to not hate everything about RFK Jr. Or you need to not hear Tulsi Gabbard's name and automatically think Russian stooge. Those are some like baseline requirements. When you hear things like Tucker Carlson or Jimmy Dore or Joe Rogan or Russell Brand, you need to have your ears perk up. And if that's the case, then you might be open-minded enough. Unless you want to hate listen, if you're too much of a... Oh, and also, within the last year, Adam Curry found Jesus. So in addition to all the other... He says he's a conspiracy therapist. I've been listening since 2008, 2007, Daily Source Code, 2008. And he calls himself a conspiracy therapist. And he and John Dvorak have been doing this show since 2008. And I'm what's called a knight. That means I've spent $1,000 or more over the last number of years. So that's something you might not know about me. On the 11th of August, we're having a DC area meetup, a noagendameetup.com meetup, on the 12th of August, and I will be attending. So please, if you have any desire and you're in Arlington or Alexandria, Virginia, in the local environ, or have a car or desire, come reach out to me and I'll give you the link. Anyway, I'm approaching sweet little Aididos, so I'm going to say aloha and mahalo, and kisses and hugs and smooches and booches, and I hope you're doing well, and thanks for coming. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share and give me 5 stars on all platforms and say nice things about me and reach out to me, and I love you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.